Okay, now we're going to focus on JV partners and affiliates. And this is one of the things that is brand new since Product Launch Formula version 1. This, I didn't cover this at all in version 1. That's because this really didn't exist. The first time one of these sequences was really put together was when I did it for Product Launch Formula version 1, the launch of that product. So when I was doing it, the product was basically already done. And so as I was coming into the launch, I'm like, okay, it's time to, you know, I'm looking to motivate partners. I'm looking to influence people. So I went back to my old tricks that I always use when I try to make an impact on people and influence them. And that was using my Product Launch Formula and all the mental triggers. So that was really the first time it was used. That was October 2005. Actually started, the pre-launch started probably late September 2005. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, no one had mailed their partners and no one tried to motivate partners before then. But before I did that for Product Launch Formula version 1, for the launch of Product Launch Formula, that was really the first time one of these sequences was put together. Since then, they've gotten better and stronger and more sophisticated. Phil Same came back with, you know, a few months after my launch with Butterfly Marketing, and that, you know, did a great job with his partner sequence there. One of the things he added was an extensive partner. It was a prize competition for the top partners, and again, that wasn't the first time there was a prize for JV partners. But he did it in a way that had never been done before. And since then, the last couple of years, we've just developed this more and more and more. So I'm going to be walking you through this sequence. Right here, I say JV partners and affiliates. Really, it doesn't matter in terms of the sequence what you call them. I mean, it's a pretty gray area between what people call partners and affiliates. There's no hard and fast rule. So this stuff will work whether you're calling them partners or whether you're calling them affiliates. It just doesn't really matter in terms of what I'm going to be teaching here. So you want to start off, you want to give them some advance warning. Of course, this is no different from what I've been teaching you all along with everything. It's all about relationship. It's all about relationship. So you want to develop these relationships ahead of time. Just like with any relationship, you know, it's much better to start off giving or just developing that relationship before you ask for something. So always look to develop relationships ahead of your launch. You want to give them as much advance warning as possible, a month, 2 months, whatever. When it's coming down several months before my launch, you know, I'm always trying to reach out to my partners and talk to them and nurture the relationship. But then that gets turned up as you get closer to the launch and you start, I start touching base with the top people, you know, on a weekly basis. Now, even though you give them advance warning, they're going to forget about you. So that's why you keep on checking back in with your top partners. Stake out your date as far as you can in advance. Even though dates often change, try to come up with a realistic date. You'll lose credibility if you say, you know, you're going to launch in June and then you end up launching in December. But if it looks like, you know, if you can nail down a date and be pretty sure of it, stake out your date so other people don't end up taking your date. In other words, if you declare this is my launch is such and such a date, other people in your market might avoid that date, which is a good thing. So stake out your date in advance, and you know, stake out your launch date and your pre-launch date. And remember, you know, we're almost always too optimistic on these days. So I actually, some people stake them out months and months in advance. I usually, to tell you the truth, when I launch them, it's more like 3 or 4 or 5 weeks in advance for me is about as far out as I'm willing to commit. Because, I hate moving dates. Even though if you look at Product Launch Formula 2, when I rolled that out, we had to move our dates. Actually, there's 2 or 3 times we moved our dates. I can't remember exactly. Always, when you're dealing with partners, you have to focus on what's in it for them. In other words, their commissions, how much money they're going to make, what is in it for them. You'll notice as we go through the sequence that I am very, very focused on what's in it for them and, you know, having that right at the top of most of the emails. Remember who your A-list is. In other words, It's like anything else. There's the 80-20 rule. But in this case, it's more like the 95-5 rule. Like 95% of your results are going to come from 5% of your partners and affiliates. So try to identify who they are and take care of them. Like as I was coming through my launch recently, I was talking to the people who I thought were going to be my top five. I was talking to them nearly every day. And so, you know, just remember who those people are, who the top people are, and take care of those people. This isn't some like egalitarian society where you treat everyone the same. You treat your top people, you treat them better than everyone else. You give them, you call them more often. You tell them what's coming. You write special copy for them if they need it. You take care of your top people. Okay, let's walk through the sequence. Okay, as we go through the sequence, one thing I want to emphasize is that this is pure fantasy. These are hypothetical. I'm showing you, I mean, they're completely hypothetical. I made this stuff up. This is very similar to, you know, typically how one would go, but don't worry if your launch, the dates are a little bit off and you mail on day 13 instead of day 12. I mean, it just doesn't matter. What's more important is you understand how this is put together. And I'm going to be showing you an example and showing you actually a whole bunch of examples of an entire sequence that we walked through for a launch I did recently, a seven-figure launch that I did recently. So don't get too hung up on the exact dates. Now, this is for a 21-day pre-launch where we go into pre-launch on day 10. And then here on day 20, where is it? Okay, I think it's, or no, day 10 and then day 31 we launch it. Duh, 10 plus 21, it's 31. So on day 10 we go into pre-launch, on day 31 we go into launch, and then we have a 7-day launch. Okay, on day 1, so I've got day 1 is basically, what is it, 10 days before the start of pre-launch. In reality, most of the times the sequence, they start a little closer to the pre-launch. So this is, this is in a best case scenario. So you basically early on, you want to tell people what the product is. So, you know, who it's for, how it's going to be delivered, what's in it. If it's been tested, if you did an internal launch and you generated some numbers, you want to tell them that. You want to give them your metrics and tell them how it converted, what an opt-in was worth the last time and stuff like that. But you just want to let them know that it was tested. Then you want to tell them what the price is and what the commission is. And then you want to tell them when does the launch start or the pre-launch start and when is launch day. So it's pretty simple. Then, about a week out from there, just a reminder where you're reiterating that stuff, tell them when you're going to at this point, it's really important. You're telling them when you're going to pre-launch, reiterate, the date that, you're still holding at this date and you're just about good to go. Then the day before, just a last minute reminder. In this case, at this point, you could actually give them some swipe copy and tell them when you're going to launch if you'd like. Then you get here on day 10 and, you give them, basically instructions at this point, where to mail to, remind them what's in it for them, and you can give them some swipe copy. So, now I think I'll just show you an example of this type of an email that, we sent out. So this is for the membership site bootcamp launch. This is the launch that in the last module I showed you some of the pre-launch videos. So this is the email that went out at the start of our pre-launch. Now the first thing you're going to notice about this email is that it's very short and very direct and very to the point. The thing you have to remember is that everyone in the world is too busy right now. Everyone's got too much stuff going on, but when you're dealing with JV partners, by definition, those are people that have a business. They're entrepreneurs. So if everyone is too busy, well, I'll tell you what, your partners are even busier than your average person because they've got a business. So, you know, a lot of times you'll see some of these emails are longer. When I really feel like I can have it be a compelling email that captures their imagination and their attention. But a lot of times it's very short and to the point, like this email. So at the top, it's, you know, the focus is on what's in it for them. So this is what the launch is about. We give your list free stuff, or you give your list free stuff. We follow up. You make a bunch of affiliate sales. We send you a big check. So, I mean, the focus is that, you know, there's free content. We're going to follow up. You make lots of sales. Just incredibly direct and to the point. And the way I put this, just as 1, 2, 3, 4, and make it just seem like just almost nearly automatic, I think is very, very powerful. So here I tell them about the pre-launch content we're putting out. Now, you actually saw this in the last module, the video for this that I'm talking about. But, you know, this is the very first pre-launch video, so we're telling them about the pre-launch video. Then I go on to tell them it's just the first video. We're going to deliver valuable content. So here we're really hitting hard that you're going to be able to send your list to free content and get paid. Then we give them, since this launch, I wrote all this copy, but this is coming from Tim Kerber, the voice of Tim Kerber, who is the person, you know, we were doing the launch for, who his product, Tim Kerber, and his partner Ryan Lee. But Tim was mostly running the affiliate, so we had the email coming from him. Here we give him, you know, contact information. Generally, when I'm dealing with partners, especially JV partners, I want to make sure they can contact us, and we're always giving a personal email and often a cell phone number. And then here's the swipe files we give them. So what I like to do is give a whole bunch of, like, for internet marketing launches, where the nature of the internet marketing space is that people tend to be on multiple lists of multiple people. And often you'll have lots of partners all mailing the same copy, and people get irritated that they're getting the same email from multiple people. And probably even more important is the partners have this perception that their email, they really want to have different email, but you want to make it easy for them. In other words, they don't want to feel like they're sending the same emails every other partner. So what I do, one of the things I do is I give them a whole bunch of different subject lines. And this way, when that email drops into people's box, they're probably going to see different subject lines from different partners. So I want to give them a whole bunch of choices. And subject lines are pretty easy to come up with as opposed to writing a whole bunch of different emails. So here we gave them what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different subject lines, all based, you know, that could actually work for either of these two emails that I've sent. So I just give them, here's all the different subject lines, and then I give them email number 1, lay that out, you know, and this is the formula I've been telling you guys I like to use: short copy, link, a little more copy, link, salutation, PS, and a link. So that's one of the formulas I like to use for email. So we use that, and we created a nice email for our partners to send. Then we gave them a second email here. This is the other formula that I like to use, which is a longer piece of copy up here, then a link, then a short piece of copy, then a link, salutation, PS, and then a link. So basically we gave them a couple of swipe files, a couple of swipe copies that they can use. We gave them very quick, short instructions up here and a bunch of subject lines. So that was the first email that we sent out to our affiliates. Okay, so now the next day, we're going to typically want to come back, and this will be, you know, it's just like the launch. It's the day after the start is typically a social proof email. Sometimes we'll want to give fresh swipe copy, depending on how much take-up you had on the first day in terms of partners actually jumping on board and mailing, and whether or not those partners used swipe copy. Now, I personally try to get on the lists of all my partners so I can track what they're doing, so I can see when they mail, so I can see if they've used my swipe copy, And, you know, if I see a whole bunch of people have used my swipe copy, then I'm probably going to want to create fresh swipe copy. Now, the downside of that is you're having to write more copy. You know, as you get into a launch, things are starting to get busy. You've started your pre-launch, and this is just another thing you need to do. So you have to weigh, like, how many people have actually used it. So let me show you the second email in this sequence. And this shows, like, when you're doing a partner launch, you really want to know what's going on in your market. And one of the ways you do that is by getting on the lists of all your partners and your competitors so you can watch what's going on. So in this case, this is the second email. This is coming out just the day after that first email. And, you know, basically right off, I start here with a weird chain of events. And that's the kind of subject line I think it captures a lot of people's attention. The word weird is a good one to use in subject lines. That gets people's attention. So here we have name. And now what I do is since I knew what was going on in the whole internet marketing world, I was able to touch into that. And there was actually, it was a busy time. There's a lot of launches going on at that time. And so I sat down and thought about how am I going to make this work out so, you know, I can get my partners, even though they've got other choices of things to mail on, or maybe they just mailed on other stuff, how can I get them excited to mail for my stuff? So here's the reason why. And we all love the reason why copy. I've been teaching you reason why copy now through all the modules. Okay, I want to tell you about a weird chain of events that could mean a huge amount of affiliate commissions for you. Of course, I'm focusing on what's in it for them. A weird chain of events that could mean a lot of money for them. Right now, there are a bunch of things in pre-launch. We have major stuff coming from Rich Sheffrin, Mike Filsaime, and a couple of others. So right now, most of the big boys have their eyes on other promotions. So, you know, I'm not trying to hide the fact that there's other things that people can be promoting. You know, it's not, I realize that all my partners are getting hit up by everyone else. And, you know, there's a lot of competition. So I'm being very upfront about it. But what I'm doing is I'm saying, you know what, with those, a lot of these other launches are pulling in a lot of support from a lot of the big boys. And of course, everyone likes to, you know, this is a sort of an us versus them. You know, everyone thinks the other people are the big boys and, you know, they're the underdog and, you know, their list is smaller or less responsive or whatever. So in this case, we're just using a little bit of that edge of the us versus them. But I'm telling them that now is their chance to swoop in and crush it. Here we go, which means now is the time to sneak in and crush it with a quick promo for Member Site Bootcamp. So I'm telling, you know, this is your opportunity to sneak in on a major launch before anyone else can promote it. And trust me, this thing's going to convert into big time JV commissions. So this is all what's in it for them, what's in it for them, and why now is the time for them to mail. Now, I'm not saying this type of thing is going to set up for your launch when you go through your launch, but you have to sit down and think about what are those partners thinking about right now? What's going on in the market and how can I tap into what's going on in the market and use it to influence them and get them to mail for me? And then I go down here and I talk about, remember I said this second email is often about proof or social proof, but don't take my word for it. Here's some proof. I tell them first, the opt-in rate is killing it at 50%, which is a very good one. Of the people that opt in, almost 60% are filling in our survey. This shows that people are really rabid for the info. Remember, I'm writing this, so it's sort of funny. But Tim Kerber was at my live event. I was at Jeff Walker's product launch workshop last weekend, and he showed just a part of our pre-launch video to the crowd, and the room was buzzing with excitement from the video. I had two people ask me if they could just give me their credit card information. So this is just more proof that this is an offer that's going to convert. We're going to have a killer offer. It's going to go way beyond a standard home study course. And we're going to do the hard work and follow up for you. And then here's just a simple instruction. Send your list to the video and we will work to close that sale when we launch on July 10th. Then we give them their affiliate link in case they want to write their own copy. You always want to give them your link fairly high up. I have copied some text below that you can use in your promo, and no one has used any of this copy yet, so you can just cut and paste. So in this case, I used the exact same copy as I did the day before, but I told them, you know, no one has used this yet, so you're free to use it. You know, or maybe if I saw one person mail on it, I could say, and only one person's mailed on this, or only two people have mailed on this, so you can just cut and paste. In other words, remember, they're busier than every, you know, they're busy. They're busier than your average person. So you want to make it as easy as possible. So you give them the email that they can just cut and paste. If you have any questions, call me. Remember, and then here's, you know, what's in it for you or what's in it for them. Remember, your minimum commission is $500 on a $997 sale. And then here's the same copy that I gave them the day before. So that was our second email.